Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Celebrate 37 years of lifting local at Club Fitness. Join by March 17th with enrollment of 37 cents. Why lift local at Club Fitness? We began in St. Louis, owned and operated by people who live here. 22 area locations. We've always had your support, so we will always be there for everybody. Join Club Fitness by March 17th and enroll for just 37 cents. Make a difference in your life and our community.
For 50 years, Newsetters has been a staple in the St. Louis community. Through a Stanley Cup victory, countless birthdays, anniversaries, and engagements, Newsetters Fine Jewelry has been there. We welcome you to join us in celebrating our anniversary at our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or online at wowdiamonds.com.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Come in every Tuesday and Thursday for barbecue pork steaks, and every Thursday and Sunday for Biggie's famous fried chicken. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
So you want to direct your feet to the sunny side of the street because the coronavirus doesn't like the sun, doesn't like heat. That's what that means. Good suggestion.
With those blue on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I don't like fancy learning books. I don't like apple tarts. I don't like cozy breakfast nooks. I don't like modern arts. Well, I like farts. Yes, I like farts. I like long farts, short farts, wet farts, your farts. I like farts if you've got hearts.
Oh, I've got hearts.
Let's hear those farts.
How do I start?
Well, Peter, I will help you get your farting started.
You know what I don't like about that? It makes us sound juvenile.
Never.
Yeah, I think it does.
Absolutely not.
Turn the music up, Willie. Turn Willie up. Come on.
At my feet.
Oh, I like Martin.
On sunny side of the street.
Oh, my goodness. The world has certainly changed even since last Thursday when we were together. I don't even know what to say. I mean, unbelievable is not even a strong enough word. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to welcome everybody. We're going to do this show. We're going to have a playhouse, tell a joke, have a couple of serious minutes. And I believe for the first time ever played anywhere, Dan, you have a song today?
I do. I have a song.
A coronavirus song.
Yes, a coronavirus song.
I think we're going to jump in and get that done this hour. Let me welcome all of you. Welcome to this, the 16th of March. For everything that you hear and you see on social media, television, radio, one thing they failed to mention is that not only is this St. Patrick's Day Eve, it's also this, the 16th of March, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, I thought you wrote that down.
Missed it by a little over 3 months. That's all.
Can't wait till the 3rd of June.
No kidding.
It'll be warm. Well,
we should establish that as the over-under as to when Major League Baseball will start.
I know. I got to tell you something. You could do over and under lots of things, and I was wondering about that in Vegas. If there still is a Vegas, are they taking bets on things like that? I'm sure they are. About, you know,
I'm sure there's got to be something.
Really. Of course there will be. So here's what we'll do. We'll do the Burke segment. Before we do that, just to not start off with what everybody else is talking about, would you like a bonus joke?
I'd love one.
Just to start. Okay, here we go. There's a guy who decides to finally marry his longtime girlfriend. They've been engaged forever. They've known each other forever. But you don't really know anybody till you live with them or marry them. Of course, you marry them, you're probably going to live with them. So they finally, after a long time together, they get married. And then all of a sudden he sees a different woman. I mean, the first Saturday after they're married, he's out in the garage, and he's welding some stuff. He's an amateur welder. He's a do-it-yourselfer. He likes to tinker in the garage. And his wife's standing there looking at him. He takes the welding, you know, shield, hood off, and she finally speaks, and she says, you know, honey, she says, I just been thinking, now that we're married, maybe it's time for you to quit some of this stuff. He said, quit what stuff? She said, you know, spending your time out here in your little shop in the garage with your welding stuff and your tools, and I think maybe it's time you sell all these tools, and while you're at it, sell your gun collection, and sell that stupid old Harley Davidson that you say is vintage. It just looks like another motorcycle. I mean, let's get rid of all this stuff. He just stares at her. Like, he can't believe what he just heard. She said, well, what's wrong? He said, what's wrong? He says, you want me, and I've been doing this stuff for years, working in the shop. I've had my bike for 15 years. You want me to sell my tools, sell my motorcycle, and stop tinkering around out here in the garage? That's what you want? She said, yeah, that's what I want. He says, you know what? You are starting to sound like my ex-wife. And she says, you never told me you were married before. He says, I wasn't.
Oh. Get it?
Oh.
Wow.
Boom, baby.
Dan, would you like to, just before the Burke segment, jump right in and introduce your song? The song that is fresh off the musical press. Yes, White Line.
I could, but Dan on the phone has a question for Limey.
He said. Well, Limey, would you like to take that?
Sure.
Well, now let's go to the phones. Dan, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's your question for Limey?
First of all, I'm aiming the PM.
Well, that's important. Thank you.
Yeah, because Limey, I know you spent several years over in Britain. My question for you is what's the deal with all the names? You have England, you have Britain, and you have the United Kingdom.
Oh, what's wow. Okay. Man, I hope I get this correct because it's been a long time. So the United Kingdom is Scotland, Wales, England, and Northern Ireland. I believe Great Britain is all of them, is the main island, not including Northern Ireland. And I don't know if that actually includes Wales. And then Britain, I don't know where Britain is. I think Britain used to be part of somewhere like down where Cornwall is, down south. And then
Cornwall.
The English...
Cornwall.
Cornwall.
Oh,
and then the English
Cornwall.
Went and took it over. So,
is
yeah.
Britain the same as Great Britain?
I think so.
They wanted to make up their minds. They need to call it one or the other.
Honestly, it's really confusing. It's really confusing, but I know the United Kingdom...
That's right.
No, absolutely. It is confusing. I was watching this TV show on Netflix, and they were set back in the day, and they were talking about, oh, you got the Britons v. the English, and I was like, well, hang on a second. I thought they were the same thing. But, yeah, so the United Kingdom, that's where Northern
that's
Ireland...
That's sort of everything.
Yeah.
The United Kingdom is all of it.
That's all of it. Okay. Great Britain, I think, is just the main island with Scotland, Wales, and England, and then England is England. That's just like a
section. You know how
section.
You think about it? Think of it the way you do Hawaii. Well, you know, there's Hawaii, the Hawaiian Islands, but then there's Honolulu.
Right.
There's the island of Hawaii. There's Oahu, there's Maui, but they're all sort of Hawaii.
Right.
So
that's the best way I can describe it.
Okay, well, that's...
I hope that helped in some way.
Not really.
Well, the United Kingdom, I understood the United Kingdom because it's England and it's
Scotland.
Right. Scotland and
See, what
Ireland.
Gets me is because I...
Maryland?
Maryland.
Did you say Maryland?
I hope you didn't. But what gets me is because I don't know... I see Wales as its own independent country because that's what it should be, but I don't know how it's defined over there, if like Wales fits into Britain or if it fits into Great Britain and where that kind of fits in.
He asked about four different questions in this question.
Yeah, I know, I know.
And I think you did an admirable job of answering. I've scrambled to try and research here.
Okay, okay, Tim.
Wow, how about that? A compliment from Tim Woodward. Unbelievable.
Right? I saw whales at SeaWorld right one time.
That's a lot. What, Dan?
I saw whales at SeaWorld.
No, why would you give him a rim shot?
Because I'm excited.
I wouldn't even give a kid candy at Halloween for that. I turn that kid away. You come back here with a better joke, a funnier joke. Dan, I hope that hasn't been keeping you up at night, and I hope maybe now you can sleep if it has.
On to Dan's song now. On to Dan's song.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Dan, and hang up and enjoy. Thank you for listening.
I will do.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Now, Dan, if you're not ready to do the song, that's okay.
I am. I was going to ask Limey, do you want me to just play the track in here as well?
I can actually go for it, because then you can get the timing. Are you ready?
I can get the timing and everything.
Okay. Now,
do we need some sort of a setup or introduction? Because Dan, I always tell people, Dan called me this morning. Did I call you or do you call me? I don't remember.
Well, you called me, but I text you first.
Okay, you sent me a text, Dan, then I called, then I got tired of texting. I'm good for like two texts, and then I just call. And then while we're talking about something else, Dan said, oh, I have a song about the coronavirus. And I said, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear it with everybody else. So I haven't heard it. I have no idea what it is, except you told me what it was to the tune of.
Yes.
That's all you told
me.
It's
to the tune of Folsom Prison Blues, and this is Coronavirus Blues.
So excited.
Can we do a quick mic check real quick?
Hold yeah, sure, here. Go Let's for go. It.
Hold on, I'm going to test this and see.
Don't say testing 1, 2, 3. I can't say
No, I don't like that. I just want to make sure that that's loud enough. Is that loud enough?
That's very loud.
I see that.
Okay.
Is that your band, the Seven Satans? Is that your band?
No, this is a karaoke
version. Turn that off, guys.
Okay. You need to start it
Was that
over.
Too loud?
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to play it in here.
You are?
I'll play it in this studio, and then we'll go from there, all right?
Nobody can ever accuse us of over-rehearsing, ever.
Never.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. This is live.
And the
call,
the name is what?
Coronavirus Blues. Coronavirus.
I'm looking forward to this.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it.
All right, here we go.
Okay. You can turn it up a little bit more.
Oh, I will.
I see the virus coming. It's coming round the bend. I ain't seen a doctor since I don't know when. Well, I'm quarantined in my room, and time keeps dragging on.
The music can go up a little bit.
Yeah. That virus keeps on rolling. All the toilet paper's gone. Corona came from China. His name was Fu John Fun. He always sneezed and coughed. He was a loaded gun. He infected many people. Some began to cry.
It's a little nuts there.
I know. He started the pandemic. And that's no lie. Here we go.
Crank it up. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Crank up that lead.
Yeah. Oh, your band is good.
Oh, yeah. That's Stan McVicker on the guitar.
I didn't realize they were so good.
Who's on drums?
Jim Brown.
Good man.
Brown on the drums.
I bet there's people walking and feeling mighty sick. Don't try to shake on my hand, you great big ugly jerk. I see Corona coming, and know I might feel bad. I know. All the toilet paper's gone, and that is really sad. Here comes Bad Pear.
they free us from Corona and the virus really dies, I bet we'll scream for joy and jump up towards the skies. Far from coronavirus, that's where we want to be. And the toilet paper shortage will soon be history.
Coronavirus Blues heard first and only on 590 The Fan. Nowhere else.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Well done. Well done. And like most brilliant musicians, you probably wrote that on a napkin in 10 minutes.
I did.
Isn't that, you know, how many stories have you heard where somebody goes, well, I wrote it on a napkin? It's like 100 songs were all written on a napkin when they, you know, left a meeting or during a meeting or something. So written on a napkin last night in the privacy of his home, I would imagine. Coronavirus Blues. Now, you're going to have to address head on the question that's coming your way in a massive demand. Where can I get a copy? It is not available currently.
On the podcast.
There you go. Yeah. Get the app, 590 The Fan.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up today's show, and there it is. First hour of the show, podcast. All right. Well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, everyone.
Now, as tempted as I am to make a comment or two about this, I will hold off except for just a couple of observations. One is that this is not a time for people to be selfish. And I think the people who are grabbing things in these stores and clearing off I think you're selfish. And if you're listening and you did that, sorry if I hurt your feelings, but you're selfish. You're getting things, you're getting more of it than you're probably going to need, and by doing it, you're keeping other people from having it. So let's not be selfish. And here's one of the most selfish comments that I think I've heard in the last few days. My wife came home and told me she was in a store. And it was a store women go to, where they sell women's clothes and women's stuff and those tight workout pants that all women seem to wear now. Yeah. And there were some discussion in the store about obviously the coronavirus, which is what everybody's talking about. And my wife came home and said this lady who was shopping in the store said to the sales clerk, after the topic had been brought up, she said, I don't care how bad the coronavirus gets. I don't care how widespread it is, how many people it affects, and I don't care if the stock market plummets to nothing. As long as all of that will get rid of Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
That is one of the most selfish and stupid things that I've ever heard anybody say. I don't have a problem if somebody wants to change presidents. But to say that you don't care at all how bad this gets,
that's just
as long as you get what you want out of it,
that's ignorant.
That's pretty selfish.
Well, and it is just a stupid statement.
In fact, let's just go to the Burke segment now. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, you said, which doesn't count. Tim Whitman said, I do, which counts here and at a wedding. It's good both places. I do. It means I have something and I'm ready to get married. Tim, I don't think you're ready to get married, but I think you do have something for the Burke segment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Woodburn. Yeah.
Whoa, wow.
You're in a good mood today.
Man.
Thank you. So, since there are no sports on TV, I've been relegated to a movie. Yeah, there's no. ESPN just announced they're so desperate for programming, they're going to start to run porn. So it's like, you know, there's no sports on TV.
Did you notice? My wife and I had either late breakfast, early lunch yesterday. And they were playing an old Bobby Knight was the coach. I'm not kidding. My wife says, "Look at this basketball game. Is that Bobby Knight?" I go, "Yeah, they're replaying great games,
classics."
That's what they're doing.
I like it. Speaking of classics, I was sitting here by hand during the intro of the song. I was just listing the movies that I watched this weekend because I pretty much stayed at home the whole weekend, and I got to like nine. 9 movies or series that I watched this weekend. And as a fun way to do trivia that a little different than the way Bill does it, I watched Rocky, the end of Rocky II, and I watched Rocky III. And Rocky III has my favorite line of all time in any movie by any actor in the history of my life, which was spoken by Clubber Lang at some point in the movie. But my trivia question to you boys is, in the ring, mm-hmm. in Rocky I, Rocky II, and Rocky III combined, in the ring, what is Rocky's career record?
Oh, in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no, never know this.
Just the fights. No, just the fights that they show. Not like, you know, the
fights that they show.
Right. And I mean like the whole fights. Like, you know, like in Rocky III, he defended his title and he like knocked out a few guys. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the marquee fights.
Just on screen.
Where he entered the ring from the locker room and that started.
Okay.
What's Rocky's record?
So you want to know like 2-10 or something that you're looking for?
No. Did you see the Rocky movies?
I saw one of them.
Oh, you didn't see any more than one?
I don't remember if he... Oh, no. He beat Apollo Creed in the first one, right? I haven't watched that in like 20 years. I know he lost to Mr. T because he came back for a rematch. He beat Dolph Lundgren, but I don't remember
that
the first...
That was in 4. I'm just talking about the first 3 movies.
Oh, the first 3.
Just two, the first 3.
I'll say 2 and 3. No, it would be 3 and 4. 3 wins, 4 losses.
I don't remember. Can I guess? I'm going to say... like 2-5 or something.
His record was 2-2-1.
Oh,
2-2-1.
I believe totals 5.
Right. Yeah. Frank, by Price is Right rules, you win. Yeah. By Price is Right rules, Frank wins.
2-2.
He lost to Apollo Creed.
He did.
In Rocky 1.
Thank you.
Okay. And in Rocky 2, he came back and he beat Apollo Creed when they both knocked each other down and they both fell to the canvas and the referee was 10 counting them both at the same time. And Rocky got up and Creed fell against the corner and Rocky won.
Right.
Yo, Adrian, I did it, right? So he's 1-1 after 2 movies. So in Rocky 3, he had a bunch of little baby rematch fights, but again, I don't count those. I'm talking about like Clubber Lang, Mr. T. And Mr. T whooped Rocky's tail in Rocky III, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but before Rocky fought Clubber Lang and lost, because he beat Clubber Lang at the end of Rocky III, so that makes him 2-2. 1-1 mm-hmm. against Creed, 1-1 against Clubber.
Thanks for spoiling it.
But there was... but I completely forgot about a fifth match that he had in Rocky III, and it was a charity match, and it was against... And I mean, he looked oiled, and he looked incredible, and it was I got a man crush on this one, okay? Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan
came out, and you know what his name was in Rocky III? Hulk Hogan's pro wrestler name in Rocky III was Thunderlips.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Wow!
You may find it interesting, Stallone did not want Hulk Hogan in that movie.
Really?
And I talked to him about it. Mm-hmm. He was afraid that Hogan would upstage him and actually be more of the star than Stallone, and Stallone's a pretty big ego. And he admitted he fought having Hogan in the movie. Well, here's a little bit of my interview with him where I had just asked him, Sly, I understand you weren't wild about Hulk Hogan being in the movie. Here's what he said.
Well, you know, I said, you know, Hulk Hogan, I don't want no professional wrestler in the movie and stuff, and he's a big deal in the wrestling world. I don't want him in there. He's going to upstage me, you know.
There you go. That's why I brought it up, because I knew you'd have something in the archives for Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I do.
I knew you would pull, pull it out. And so, if I may, for 5 seconds, give you my favorite movie line of all time in any movie of all time.
This is huge.
I challenge any of you to do that. I mean, we've all got a lot of favorite movies.
I have no memory.
Oh, man.
No
just memory. Your favorite movie of any movie, movie of all time, and mine is Clubber Lang, between the first and second fight when they were interviewing him, and he walked up to Mr. T, who's playing Clubber Lang, and he said, Clubber, do you hate Rocky Balboa? And his response was, no, I don't hate Balboa. But I pity the fool, and I would destroy any man who tries to take what I got. That is my favorite line of any movie of all time, right there.
All right, if somebody put a gun to my head and said, give me a movie line, because as Dan knows, I have no memory, I don't remember stuff like that, I'd have to go with this.
You got anything good to eat in there?
Oh, yes. Sling Blade.
Carl. Good one.
Any Carl line.
Good one.
Or here, this other one, where Carl's working for this service station and they can't get this lawnmower running or something. And then they ask Carl to take a look at it, and he looks up and says, it ain't got no gas in it.
And that guy, what was that? What did that guy say that where he was staying at the place? The guy said, Here's some hard candy and some magazines or something to keep your mind busy or something like. I can't remember.
Yeah, you're sleeping
what the
back
was.
In the back of the gas station or something. Yeah.
Oh, there was some great lines.
I'll tell you something to notice too. For those of you, and there may be a few of you who've gone back to watch the last season of Ozark, because the new season's coming out. Yeah, like in 10 days or something. So we've been watching the last season, and I didn't realize something. The blonde chick in Ozark with the filthy mouth, her name is Ruth in the Ozark series. Mm-hmm. She's fantastic. Her dad is a loser. Watch her dad. If her dad did not take his character and copy Carl from Sling Blade, then...
No, you're right.
I'm telling you right now, you watch her dad,
just the way he talks to her. You can tell he took it from Carl. He sounds a lot like him. There's a little bit of difference, but there's not much. And I thought, wait a second. My wife said the same thing. She goes, holy cow, that's Carl.
And her name is Julia Garner in real life. And in Ozark, she's I guess, what'd you call her, Frank? A 5? Maybe a 6? I mean, she's...
Oh, at best.
I mean, she's a Hoosier, and she's hillbilly, and,
whoa, she's cute.
I mean, okay... Hear me out.
In a trailer park way.
She's a trailer trash 5.
You know the trailer trash women?
Google image this gal, and she is a knockout. Oh, I mean, she's a knockout when you Google image her. With her hair all fussed up and makeup on and stuff like that, she didn't wear no makeup in this movie.
Well, in Ozark, she is fantastic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As being the dirtiest mouth, skankiest... I mean, take no you-know-what from anybody. She's tough. She's really good in that. And no, I would never have imagined that she's a hottie.
She is.
Outside that show. But her dad, telling you folks, check it out. You'll see. Her dad, it's Carl from Sling Blade.
Well, he was in prison. Wasn't he manipulating her from prison? It's been a while. It's been a while since I watched that.
When he was in prison. He was in prison.
Yeah.
But they were still scared of him. Then when he got out, that's when he took over again. And he started... Right. Corrupting that, and all
it's
that,
coming
and
back.
Twisting things up.
Did you go back to watching old episodes leading up to it, Frank?
Well, we're watching this whole last season.
Yeah,
previous season.
A good idea. I'm gonna do
so that
too.
When it comes out, because I have no memory, and I forgot 95%. It's like I'm watching it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on. My doorbell is telling me somebody's at my door.
Oh, somebody's at the door?
Or a warrant?
Well, I forgot to
make sure they got a warrant.
Is it Josh
warrant.
Bauman?
Yeah. Well,
did he lose his key to get in here?
My audio.
What?
Now, Josh Bauman's here. He just walked in, but he constantly forgets his key to let himself in. So now I have to press my little security button.
Hang on. Here, now Josh can talk.
I don't have a key.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right.
Well, part-timers don't get keys. A key is a very special thing at 590. When you get a key... It says, you know, welcome aboard. You know, you're full time.
You're part of the team.
I thought we were all part timers. We only work 12 hours.
Hold on. Okay, you know what? Tim's right. It must mean something else because we are part timers. So, as you heard, Josh is in the building and he's here so that next hour he can help you with your tech issues. While Josh is here, though, this thing with schools closing. You're the IT guy for the entire Festus School District.
Sorry.
And do you mind if I share with people what you sent me earlier? And I sent you back a text and said I can absolutely agree with you. You'd rather not?
Yeah, let's not go that far.
Okay, we won't go that far.
I was going to talk a little bit about the whole paradigm shift with education.
Paradigm.
Okay.
That's way too big a word for the show.
Yeah. Yeah. What does paradigm mean?
I will tell you something.
What does shift mean?
You know, paradigm. This proves that you work in a school district. Nobody really uses the word paradigm except public speakers at corporate meetings. And I didn't know what
it meant
until
like
I was 35 years old.
Paradigm shift. Isn't that what everybody's buying toilet paper for?
That was good.
Back in the Depression eras, you could buy toilet paper paradigm for shift. A pair of dimes, 20 cents.
Oh.
That's your connection. Okay. That's what you must be thinking about. It would not surprise me. This is just my own personal, not necessarily prediction. It's just that it wouldn't surprise me because we're this close to the end of the school year. If in a lot of cases they just don't send kids back, that's it.
Wow.
The school year is essential. No, I'm serious. Well, think about it.
Yeah,
here we are.
So much has to happen for that to happen. So, seeing behind the curtain with that spring assessment, so the big test that all school districts give in every spring, the state would have to forego or tell school districts that they don't have to give that. Think about what that means for prom, graduation. Sports are likely to get canceled anyway, but it just, the ripple effects, not to mention the economic effects by such shutting down schools is astronomical.
Oh, that's something you only would do if you absolutely had
to.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot that's unbelievable right now, so you're not supposed to even be talking. Officially. So, Tim, was there more for the Burke segment?
No, just Rockies 2-2-1, and I just, you know, when Governor Pritzker announced that he was shutting down all the bars and restaurants in Illinois, and I'm not saying this to be funny, the first thought out of my head, and I texted my brother, and he laughed and said the exact same thing. We both thought, all those poor strippers, what are they going to do? Where are they going to go?
Always thinking of others.
And the Archdiocese is saying you don't have to go to church anymore, and I think this would be a perfect time for the church and for the strippers to have a face-to-face and see if we can come to some type of mutual agreement of how the morals we're going to live life moving forward. This will be the ideal time for that to happen.
Yeah. Wow, what a beautiful sentiment. Bringing people together.
Their churches are empty, and the strippers got nowhere to work. So let's see if there's some synergy here.
Mm-hmm. Bringing opposites together.
Mm-hmm.
You want another bonus, Joe?
I'd love one.
Love one.
So where is it that priests live?
Rectory.
Is it called the rectory where they have their apartments and whatever?
Yeah.
All right, so these two priests are they're headed for the showers. And they get there and they realize they don't have any soap. So one of the priests says, you know what? He goes, I'll go back to my room and grab a couple bars of soap. And there's nobody around, so he just, you know, doesn't put any clothes on. He just runs nude. It's just a rectory. He runs. He grabs a couple bars of soap, and as he's coming back and rounds the corner, he sees that he's not going to be able to avoid two nuns that are walking up where he's headed. So he just freezes. He just freezes with a bar of soap in each hand, hands down to his sides, thinking, they'll think it's a statue. Because there are a lot of statues in the Catholic Church. They'll just think it's a lifelike statue.
I haven't had old soap.
So he stands there, still as he can, and these three nuns, actually. And one of them says, look, they must have put a new statue here in the rectory. I've not seen this. It's so lifelike. And one of the nuns reaches down and just kind of tugs on his wiener, and it shocks him, and he drops one of the bars of soap. She says, oh, my goodness, it's a soap dispenser. This is a soap dispenser. Look at this. And the second nun says, let me see. And she pulls on his wiener. It startles him. He drops the other bar of soap. She says, my goodness, you're right. It is a soap dispenser. And the third nun reaches over and tugs on it. Tugs on it. She goes, and a hand lotion dispenser.
Oh, God. Oh, my.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that joke since high school.
Thank you.
We follow up Strippers and the Archdiocese with that joke.
And no one else could do it better.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Wow.
Now back to the Burke segment. Tim, did you wrap your portion?
I did. Yes, sir.
Anybody else for the Burke segment?
I don't. I don't have anything.
Well, let's close it.
We didn't do anything.
Burke segment's officially closed. Well, you know, part of the problem is, look, I try every day to just grab little snippets, things I think, it might be something fun to talk about, and either just make like a two-word note or record a little quick message on my phone. That's all that's in the news is the coronavirus. I mean, it's just, that's sort of it. So we're going to work our way around that. Tomorrow, and this I find very interesting, normally right about now, all you hear is St. Pat's Day, St. Patrick's Day. That's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to be like it doesn't even exist tomorrow, because I think most St. Patrick's Day parades have been canceled. There'll be a few people who think they have to leave work and go out and get drunk and then take off the rest of the day. I guess those people will still be out there. But for the most part, I think St. Patrick's Day is dead tomorrow.
David Spade had a great take on that on his Lights Out show that I tried to turn you on to, Frankie.
No, I watched some of it. I like it.
He said, hey, let me tell you something about St. Patrick's Day. They called off St. Patrick's Day parade, but they're still going to show up. It's just the security's not going to be there. All the people that want to party, they're all still going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They're all still showing up, but you're on your own.
Well, don't you know, in Dogtown, I would imagine Dogtown, unless the governor comes out and says we're shutting all the bars down and everything, there's going to be people running around on St. Patrick's Day doing stuff.
Well, and then think of all the Illinois people got nowhere to party. They're all going to come over to this side of the river.
Is that unbelievable? Bars and restaurants.
I can't believe it.
And the casinos. All the casinos in Illinois.
It's shocking.
That can't last. We got to hope that can't last very long. That is, well, I'm not looking. There I go. I'm about to get into it, and I don't want to. Let's do this. Let's do some First Community Credit Union. I do believe that while some businesses are going to be tremendously impacted to the point that they actually may have to close their doors and people lose their businesses, I don't think the banking business itself is going to suffer like some businesses are. First of all, look what just happened with those interest rates. And I might add, for those of you who are thinking, ooh, 0% interest or 0.25, no, you can't go get a home mortgage rate of 0 or 0. That is primarily done to help businesses weather the storm so that they can borrow the money they need to get over the hump with a low interest rate for the next year or so. But you're not going to go get a 30-year interest rate on a loan for your home for 1% at First Community or anywhere else. But I will tell you that if there is a place that is probably, if you had to pick one banking facility and weren't allowed to shop around for rates, and somebody said you just got to pick one where you are pretty sure you don't need to check everybody else's rate because they're that competitive, it should be First Community Credit Union, because that's their reputation, that they are very rate competitive. It's a banking facility, folks, credit card, debit card, home loan, car loan. You get the idea. And they're extremely competitive, and they're very, very successful. They're very good at what they do. The website's easy to navigate. They sponsor the yard sale on Saturday morning exclusively. No other advertisers, no other interruptions for the yard sale. And it's just a flat-out great place to bank. I told you that as of, I think it was 2 weeks ago, my second son, just refinanced their home, did a 30-year with First Community Credit Union, and said nobody else could touch them when it came to the rates when they shopped a couple of places. Nobody came close. And their choice would have been to go there, except for the fact if there had been a dramatically lower rate, sadly, they would have had to say goodbye to First Community. But they knew that wasn't going to be the case, and it wasn't. Nobody could touch them. So think about that. Think about it. And I might add, with what's going on here, there'll be a lot of people looking to save everywhere they can. And if a lower house payment's part of it, so be it. We would recommend you not make a decision until you at least talk to the folks at First Community Credit Union. Over 40 locations, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And you can find out more at firstcommunity.com. Anybody else for the Burke segment? No, we closed.
We already closed it. Yeah, it's done.
We closed it. All right, one quick, I found this to be very interesting, but I guess not surprising. what do you think is the largest single employer? And again, a lot of what we're going to talk about has to do with the coronavirus. We're not going to get heavy with it. We're not going to get depressing with it. But there's some interesting facts that come out of it. Who do you think is the single largest one-location employer in the world, meaning they employ more people in one location than anybody else?
Wow.
No looking, no cheating.
One person?
In the world.
Not one person.
I mean, sorry,
location.
One company or one location?
Yeah. It's the, here's the way they listed it on NBC. It's the largest single location employer in the world.
Oh.
Single location employer.
Is it in the United States?
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, is it on the East Coast or West Coast?
Neither coast.
I'll say General Motors.
I'll say the Pentagon.
Well, General Motors is spread out in lots of locations.
I thought maybe they had like one headquarters with a bunch, though.
It's Disney World.
Ooh. Oh, really?
70,000 people.
I'll say Disney World.
Dan, you're right. It's Disney World.
Way to go,
Dan. Good job, Dan.
70,000 people in one location, and I believe it's closed.
Yes, it is. Both. Disneyland and Disney World are closed.
When I heard they closed, the first thing that popped into my mind was Chevy Chase and his family pulling up to Wally World after driving all that way, and they get there, and Wally World is closed.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. Moose outside should have told you.
They really made St. Louis
John
look
Candy.
Good in that movie,
yeah.
Didn't they?
How about that? 70,000 people.
Wow.
And then Universal Studios is also closed in Florida.
Unless I misheard, the MGM Grand has closed all its properties in Vegas.
Wow. Really?
They don't have just they don't have just the one hotel. They have like three properties there closed.
Holy moly.
No, this is this is out there. This is on a level that my goodness, 2 weeks ago. Just look how everything has changed. Look how everybody's life and priorities have changed. A month ago, I was worrying about things that right now are fourth and fifth down on my list of things to worry about. They're no longer the most important things for me in the worry department. You know, maybe this thing is. And I'm trying to be careful here not to get too doomsday-ish. I don't want to. Oh, L.A. and New York just announced. These are, as everybody knows, gigantic cities. All their movie theaters are closed.
Oh.
You know how many theaters you're talking? I mean, you're talking the employment of lots of people. All of L.A. and New York, movie theaters closed. Here's a question I don't know the answer to. Maybe somebody here does. Maybe Tim can look it up. If you get it, if you get the coronavirus, and let's try to think positive, and remember that, you know, well over 90% of people who get it will survive it, and they'll get over it. That's a fact. But how long does it take? I know that a regular cold is a week to 10 days. The flu is usually a couple weeks, maybe three.
What is it like?
You know how long it takes to get over this coronavirus?
Is it like 2 to 3 weeks or something?
I would think at least.
I think because if you acquire it, don't they said sometimes you don't show the symptoms right away, and then all of a sudden you get it, a little achiness, and then you get the congestion and all that other stuff.
And not to be Dr. Woodburn, but I know just enough to be dangerous. I've seen stories where they say even if you recover from the coronavirus, that you can have permanent reduced lung function. So it's like, what's your definition of getting over it? Because you may not ever get over it if you get it.
But they also said, they're also saying, too, now that if you get it, you're immune. It's not like you're not going to
get it. Meaning you can't get it again?
You're not going to get it in the near future. You may be able to get some sort of strain later on down the road, but right now your body is fought.
Harvard University, to answer your question, Frank, says that those with mild cases recover within 2 weeks.
Okay. Just kind of like a bad cold or a regular flu. We'll take a couple of quick calls here. I have one bit of business to do, but let's talk to John. John, I think I know who this is. Welcome back to 590 The Fan. How are you? John, that's you.
I think John. I think he's got us in his pocket.
Yeah, I think John put his phone in his pocket.
All right.
Did he butt dial us?
Let's move from John.
Bye, John.
Let's move from John to Brian. Brian, it's your turn. Welcome to 590 The Fan. What's up?
Yeah, not much. I saw this morning two guys were fighting over a loaf of bread at a local grocery store in St. Louis, which was pretty funny.
Really?
So, yeah, about 6:15 in the morning.
Oh, man.
And,
so, like, were they tugging on it, or one guy had it and the other guy was trying to steal it? I mean,
was one guy beating one guy with it?
The guy was buying three loaves of bread, and the guy came up and said, "Thanks a lot. I was going to get one of those, and you had to buy three." And the guy's like, "Well, I'm going to be going into quarantine probably." And then the guy's like, "Well, why are you here if you're going to go into quarantine?" And it's just becoming a huge thing. So I wish the grocery stores, I'm not, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make us get appointments.
I said this earlier to Dan off the air. We need to go in like the ration mode or something like that, to where people can actually just go in and be like, "All right, you're allowed to get so much of so much."
Oh, don't worry. That's exactly what's going to happen, because when I mentioned earlier, selfish people. You people go in here. There's a woman who went into, I don't want to get this information wrong. I want to say we have Trader Joe's, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, that's what it was. And she's telling my wife she's in Trader Joe's, and a woman came in and bought $600 worth of toilet paper. But essentially what she said is, "I want all of your toilet..." No, she bought ridiculous. All their toilet paper. Now, I wouldn't have sold all of it to her.
No.
But they did. And now they're out till the next shipment came in, because she thought she deserved and should have $600 worth of toilet paper.
Stupid.
No, that's where I'd have said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, but that's selfish and hoarding and ridiculous. And if we sell you this, none of the other customers can get toilet paper here, which means we send them on to another store." No. So, Limey, I do think if people continue to be selfish and do stuff like that, yeah, they'll put limits on it. They have
to. Did you see the story about the two guys from your home state of Tennessee, Frank, with the hand sanitizer?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw about that.
They bought 77,000 bottles of it, I believe, and then tried to start selling it for $70 a pop. They went around and gobbled it all up, and they tried to start
price
selling
gouging.
And the attorney general shut them down. And even the Missouri attorney general said, you know, that it is asking for citizens to report price gouging anywhere for anything.
Did you hear what they did? Ever since they were like, "Okay, we're in a bit of hot water," they decided to donate all of their hand sanitizer up.
Yep.
Thankfully, the attorneys are saying, "No, that doesn't get you out of anything. We're still coming after you."
Really?
So good. I'm glad.
Oh, too little, too late. You turn into nice guy after the whole world knows you're a scumbag, hoarder. Too late. We know who you are. Did they print their names, I hope?
Oh, yeah. They have pictures of them, their names and everything.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We need to know who those people
are. Oh, man.
All right. I have a little business to do, and then Josh Bauman, as you know, is here. And we're going to talk about tech stuff. And the tech stuff's going to get quite a workout. Think about it. With all the people staying at home, man, those phones are going to be melting. They're going to be so busy. iPads and television, streaming movies, and it's going to be a tremendous boom for Netflix and Amazon Prime and just HBO and all these things that are pumping out movies and TV shows, because a lot of people are going to be spending more screen time than they normally would. Window World is not a place where lots of people gather in great numbers. It's not a product that can carry any kind of infection. It's not a food product. But I'm tempted to say, and as a joke, but I have to make sure everybody understands it's a joke, that if your windows aren't any good anymore, and they've lost their ability to keep out what you want to keep out, that coronavirus could seep in around the edge of those windows. But I'm kidding when I say that. So I don't want anybody to seriously think that that's why you need to buy windows, to keep the coronavirus out. You need to buy windows to keep from paying utility bills you don't need to be paying, to keep cold air out in the winter and hot air out in the summer. That's why you need windows, and you're going to need them, because most homes weren't built with windows that were built to last. The home might last 300 years, but the windows more than likely won't. So you have a decision to make if you happen to be the person in that home when the windows go south. Let us help you with that. In fact, why not let millions of Americans help you, because they've already done the homework and chosen as the number one replacement window, Window World. One of only two windows to get the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. There is so much to like about this window and so much to appreciate, and there'll be so many reasons you'll discover as to why they're number one. There are lots of reasons they became number one rather quickly and continue to be number one. Window World. If you want to know more, go to windowworldstlouis.com. And I don't want to forget to throw in there the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. Stay where you are. Thank you for being with us. Josh Bauman is here. He'll be with you after the news. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is...